We are on Daf, Tzadik Vov, Amad Aleph. Let us again start the Tosfos. Hod the Masik Beit Shir Ara Ushvocha. We had learned in the Gemara a memra of Shmuel, that Shmuel holds Bal Choyv Govi Shvach, which means that if Reuven lent Shimon money, and Shimon had a karka that was worth $100, and the halva was $150. Now, Shimon sells the karka to Levi, and Levi is mashbir the karka for $50. So now the Baal Choyv comes to Levi and wants to take the complete karka. He lent $150, and this karka is worth $150. So Me'iker Adin, Shimon is not at all entitled to take this, to take the $50 of Shvach that Shimon had made, because, although we said Levi was the Leker, I think. So he's not entitled to take the Shvach of $50 that Levi had made, because this Shvach belongs to Levi. The Shvach was never Meshubit. So theoretically, Me'ikar Adin, the din would be that he takes the Karka from Shimon and pay him $50 for the Shvach. He would never get paid up his Choyv. Chazal made a takone, Mishum Nilas Delas the Loivin. If this will be the case, so people will hold themselves back to lend money, because they know that if the karkois are sold and the karkois do not have the full value of the choiv, they'll never get paid up. So Chazal made a takone that the malve takes the shvach, bal choiv goy v'shvach, the malve takes the shvach from the lekeach, even though this is the ikar, then this is the shvach that belongs to the lekeach. And we consider ki'ilu, this shvach was also mishubit to the malve, and therefore he takes it. He takes the karka and the shvach. He doesn't have to pay anything to the lekeach. That was shleitino delas bifnei loiv. But at the same time, they realized we're doing an avle to the lekeach. The lekeach invested and was mashbir the karka. The shvach belongs to him. It's been taken away from him. So why should he lose from this Asik? So Chazal said that he won't lose, because normally in a Shtar Mechire, if one reads the small lines, it says in the Shtar Mechire that the Meicher, who in this case is the Loive, will pay the Shvach, will pay the Lekeya, the Shvach that was taken away from it. So Memela, so we accomplished Gewaldig Gezach. The Malvis of Frieden, he got his $150. The Loive will, the Lekeach will get paid from the Moicha, who is the Loive. He'll get back his $150. And Shalom al Yisrael. And this will ensure that people will still lend money. If the Malva will have problems, he'll decide not to lend money so readily. So the Gemara says in Bob Metziah, so this only makes sense by a mecher. That means if the lekeach bought the karka from the loive, who's the meichel, so the meichel wrote in the shtar mechira that he'll make sure to pay up the shvach that the lekeach had created. What is if a person is a mekabel matone from a loive, the loive gave him a matone, and then he was mashbiach, mekabel matone was mashbiach this karka. Now it's worth $150. So here, if the malve will be entitled to take away the $50 of shvach also, so Nebuch, the Kabul Maton is losing out. He was mashbich $50 and it's being taken away from him. So Moshe Zayn Echanami, by Mekabul Maton, the malve, when he takes away the karka, he has to pay him the $50. He has to pay $50 to the Mekabul Maton. This is what the Gemara says in Bab Metzia. Now, and this halacha was only said, the masik beishir aro shvachet. That means the Malved lent $150, and the Karka with the new Shvach is worth $150, so then he can take the Karka with the Shvach, and he doesn't have to pay the Likeach. If Leimasik Bey Elo Shir Ara, what is if he only owes him $100, then the Zichar, he has to go and pay the Likeach for the Shvach. The Shvach isn't Meshubah to the Malved because the whole Chayv was only $100, then he has to pay the Lekeach, the Shvach. Now let us see Teis. We saw the Masik Bei Shir Aro Shvach. Perish. Ha de Komar Shmuel. That halacha that Shmuel had said, Bal Chayv Goyves HaShvach, that he can take the Shvach without paying for it. The Kivin the Masik Bei Shir Aro Shvach, since Lemaise he has a Tviya on the Shir Aro, which is $100, and the Shvach, which is $50, Goive es hashvach bechinam min alakuchas. So they made a takone that he can, in order that he should feel secure that his chayv got paid up, so he can be goive the shvach from the lakuchas. Chazal said the shvach is meshubet to the malve, mishum de leitzin al delas pitnei lo. Benire, now Taisvus klaus ha-shaile, what will the halacha be by yisoymen? The case is as follows, that the father, you have Reuven and his son Chanoich. Reuven borrowed $150 from the Malveh, and Reuven had a karka that's worth $100. Now Reuven died, and the karka, Chanoich, his son, yashened it. So now Chanoich has a karka of $100. Now Chanoich was mashbiach the karka, now it's worth $150. Now the Malveh comes to Chanoich and wants to take away the Karka with the Shvach. So we would say, this is equivalent to a Matone. That means the Yisaimim are going to lose the Shvach they created, and they'll never get paid for it. So we would say, this is equivalent to a Matone, that if he takes it away from the Yisaimim, he has to pay them $50. So Taisa says, no, V'nire, I hold, the Gam Miyasmi, Govi bal choyv ha-shvach bechinam. From Yisaimim, the malve can be goyve the shvach bechinam. He doesn't have to pay them a penny. Ve'inei noisein domim k'moy min ha-lekuches. And he doesn't have to pay them, just like when he's goyve from a lekuches, he doesn't have to pay the lekeach, so here also he doesn't have to pay. Va'af al-gav da'ein lehem al-milachzer. Even though, if he takes away the shvach, of $50, no one will replenish them for this shvach. V'havi k'moy matone. So we would say this is similar to matone. D'legovi minei balchoyv shvoche k'demash b'perkabda b'metziyah by a b'kabu matone the malve cannot be goyve the shvach. The davke me lekuches goyve. Only from lekuches a malve could be goyve if he should cost him like moichel lekeach because the moichel wrote to the lekeach. And the Eikim, the Ashpi, the Atki, the Amrik, Svini, Ilain, Inan, the Malayim, Ushvachayim. And again, Elonu, the word Ushvachayim. The Malva wrote in the Loiva, the Moicha, wrote in the Shtar, I'll pay back the Shvach that you have created and was taken away from you, I'll pay it back. Avo Matone, the Leikosov, Leihochi, but a Matone, that there's no such guarantee that the Shvach will get paid to them. You cannot take away the shvach from him. Mikomakim Taisvah says goyve min hayisaimim mishum dekare de avuhain ninu. Because yisaimim are the feet of the father. The Rosh says in Bob Metzia, the yoyrish kari davu v'olav mutal yoysa lifroya choyv oviv. There's an obligation on the Yosem, and the child of the Loive, that he should see that the Choyv should be paid up al kaponim from the Karka Meshubed Lamalva. Now he doesn't take out from his pocket. But the Karka that's Meshubed to the Malva, if now this Karka is worth $150, there's an obligation on him to see that his father's Malva should be paid up completely from this Karka. So Yaman from Yisaimim, even though they're going to lose from this Eisik. This is what we learned yesterday. Now Taisa says, where did I get this chiddush? Kidemuchach beperik yesh prayer. So Taisa says it's a gemara in Bechayres. From there you'll see klar that yesaimim are different than lekuchas. This nan, the Mishnah says, ein abchayr neitel beroy v'loy b'shvach v'loy isha b'ksubasa v'loy habonais b'mzaynaiseyim. Now, let us just concentrate and focus on the last two halachas of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Aksubis Isha is not Goyvishvach, and Bonis Bimzainesem is also not Goyvishvach. Bonis Bimzainesem means as follows. There's a Tnai Ksube that when a father dies, and he leaves over Nechosim, so Meiker Adin, Abonim Yirshu. The bonim are Yoshim, they take over the Yerusha completely. So what'll be with the bonis? The bonis is a bit rigeshef, they're not Yoshim. So there's a din at Naksuva Habonis Yozoinu. The bonis are entitled to get from the Yerusha, from the bonim, daily mezoinis. Till they get married, or there's an alkaponim, they that's at Naksuva, that they're entitled to get mezoinis from their brothers. So that's how abonis, that's abonis yizayinu. Now, so the Gemara says, that the Mishnah says, that these bonis cannot be goyva from shvach. That means, if, let's say, the father left over a karke that was worth $100, and the yisayimim or mashbiach, the karknas worth $150, and for that say, the yisayimim need $150, they can be goyva from the, can only be gave $100, they can't be gave from the Shvach. The same halach is the Isha B'Ksubasa also can't be gave from the Shvach. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now, I just jumped the gun and said it's speaking about Yisaimim, but we'll see why we said it's speaking about Yisaimim. Uporech B'Gmoret. The Gemara asks Akasha, V'omar Shmuel Balchoyv Goyve Es HaShvach? Aksubes Ishe, mostly Nabonis, is a Ischaivis, they owe them the money. And Shmuel said, you go with the Shvach. So why can't Aksubes Ishe be go with the Shvach? Why can't Abonis be go with the Shvach? Umishani, so the Gemara answers, Mikule Ksube Shonukan. That this is a Kule in the Chi of Ksube, Taka, he owes the Ksube. But they made certain kulas in Tashlume Aksube that even though a balchoiv, a malve is goive the shvach, but by Aksube they didn't make, this is holding as a takon, it's not mikaladin. Perhaps the reason is, like this, they made the takonos like, tinodelus bifnei loiven. That means if the malve will not have this chus, he'll never lend money. So they had to make this takona for a malve. For Anisha, she won't get married because she's not ensured that she'll get paid the complete ksube. Don't have to be afraid of this. Tavla meisav, tandum meisav, almala. A woman has other interests to get married besides the gvias ksube. So memela, here they said, we go according to the letter of the law. We will not make a takona that she could be goyva the shvach of the yisayimim. We said, no, it's because mika adin the shvach of yisayimim is not meshubita. It belongs to them. So here we said, she mons how much karke that her husband had, that how much that karke is worth, that's mishubit, and the shvach, she'll have to pay them for the shvach. That's why aksubis ishe is not goyves a shvach. Or mezainis bonis, why mezainis bonis and not goyves shvach? Nami tnai ksube ki ksube domi. This, the pay mezainis for daughters, that's a tnai ksube. It's one of the conditions written in the ksube. So tnai ksube ki ksube dami. So if we said, by the gvias aksube, there's no schus to be gai vishvach, and mozin abonis is a tnai ksube, it also has the same chesodim, but you can't be gai from the shvach. So now Taisva says, v'hosom mishvach yisaimim mairi. Now that's speaking about shvach yisaimim. So now let us stop here for 1 second. Taisa is going to prove this soon, but let's stop here for 1 second. Taisa says the Gemara is speaking about bringoive the shvach from the yisayim. Fine. So if the Gemara is speaking with an Aleph, learn the Gemara Elach. The Gemara says, V'omar Shmuel, Balchoy Goyves HaShvach. So my answer, no, it's a Mikula Ksub. This is Ksub. Ksub is different. How can you tell Shmuel to Man Shvach from the Yisayimim? The Yisayimim is like a Mekabel Matana. The Yisayimim will never get paid. How could the Gemara ask the Kasha and Shmuel from the Mishnah? The Shmuel only spoke by Lekuchis, not by Mekabel Matana. And Yisayimim, Lechair, are equivalent to Mekabel Matana. They'll lose their Shvach and they'll never get paid. And if the Gemara asked the Kasha, so Tosha says, all right, that I'm right. That by Yisayimim is better than Mekabel Matana. Since Yisayimim is Baruch Kare Davua, Chazal said the Shvach that they made is Meshubba to the Malve, and therefore the Gemara asked, so it should also be Meshubba to the Ksuba, it should be Meshubba to the Bonis. Well, it says, yeah, but Ksuba, the Kula Ksuba Shalakam, my Ksuba Kiksuba. So that is Be'emerson. Now, we learned already the Raya of Tosfos. But this Raya is only if we make one assumption. That's speaking about your money for your Simon. Al Shlagop Tahoraya. That's speaking about your money from Lekuchis. It's speaking about that the father sold the Kalka to Lekuchis. The Lekuchis were Mashbiach. And the one among from the Lekuchis, the Shvach. So the mother said, no, you can't want Mikulik Subish on the count. The minute I say it's speaking about Lekuchis, Tosfos doesn't have any raya whatsoever. The whole Kiddush of Tosfos is by Yisayimim, among from Shvach. Who says it's speaking about Yisayimim? It's speaking about a Kalka Meshubit. Could be it was Meshubit through the Lekuchis. So Tosfos, Vahosa Mishvach Yisayimim Mairi. The E Mishvach Lekuchis, if it is speaking about that the kalka was sold to Lekuchis, and that kalka we say in Nagoive, the shvach from that kalka in Nagoive of the Lekuchis, in came my iriyad leitolfi bonos mishvach, from iguf a kalka nami leitolfi, they metzin lemozun iisha vabonos menachosam mishubodim. So Tosfos asks a more like a kasha. There's a bazunder at Takone, we just said before, there's a tnai ksube, that the bonos are goyve from the Mishabodim Mizainis. The goyve Mizainis. Now, let's just deviate for 2 minutes. That not all the time when we mon from Lekuchis, a loyve sold a kalke, Malva goes over to the Lekuchis, Rabid, give me the kalke, it's Mishabod to me, there's a lien on it. I mean, why do we mon from Lekuchis? Because between you and me, the Lekuchis, the Lekuchis, I still go shagit. I mean, you purchased a kalke that you know is, there's a shib, I have a shibud on this kalke, and you purchased the kalke, and now I come and take it away. Why are you taking it away from me? Who told you to buy it? You have no right to buy it. So every lekuch, every time you mom from lekuchas, we tell the lekuchas like this, this kalke is meshubit. If you want to be a chacham, see if he has left over other kalkois. If he has left over other kalkois, so then the malva will not be gaiva from you. Then buy this kalke. If he doesn't have over other kakois, don't purchase the skalka. The malva is going to be goyvet from you. Fine. So every time the lekuchas, if they want to be elach, they have an eitzah what to do. If this kakois is left over, then they can purchase the kalka. If there's no kakois left over, we know we're not going to purchase from this person because we know this kalka is meshubet. That's all the time. Now, a person that naik subeh, he writes by the chasaneh, that he's meshavet himself, he's going to give mezainis for the daughters. Fine. Now, let's give him a questionnaire by the chasana. How many daughters are you going to have? He says, I should not have daughters I'm going to have. Who knows? If I'll have daughters. I won't have daughters. If I'll have 10 daughters, 20 daughters. I don't know. 100%. Yitzchak doesn't know. The lekuchas also don't know. Now, the day after the chasana, the lekuchas bought this person, had the 10 kakois. So they bought 5 kakois. No, do they have a cheshbon to know how many daughters he's going to have? They can't protect themselves in any way. They haven't the faintest idea how many daughters he's going to have, how many kakois will be necessary to pay for the mezainis of the bonus. So it comes out of Meir de Gezach. The economy became bottled already. That means people, the real estate business is out of business. No business anymore. No one will buy a kalka from someone else. Unless he's a zokin. So we know he won't have any daughters anymore. But like this, I mean, the holach yelach of the world no one is going to buy kakois. I don't know. They say, 20 daughters, I mean, the economy will go down the drain. So what did Chazal do? So Chazal made a takone. Mozain habonus, you cannot mount from lakuchis. You can't mount from lakuchis. Not even the kagan, not talking about shvach. You can't mount from the lakuchis. Ah, you can't mount from the lakuchis. So now is oilam kiminoginoi. So mamela, for mozain habonus, I don't have to worry about. All they have to worry about if he borrowed money. So I'll find out how much money he borrowed, how many kakois he has left over, and then the lekeach will purchase accordingly. Zuktaisvis. Now here we have a gemara that says the bonis can't mon shvach. Why can't they mon shvach? Mikulik subishonukam. Now who are they moning from? If they're moning from lekuches, they can't even mon the keren. They can't mon anything. So the Gemara isn't speaking about lekuchas. So the other alternative is Yisayimim. From Yisayimim they mon. The Yisayimim Yashin the Kalka Meshubit. There never was a takana for Yisayimim. That was the takana that the bonus will mon from the Yisayimim Mizaynis. So we're talking about Yisayimim, and we say Shvach they don't mon as Mikulek Sube. But the Gemara has to cash let them mon Shvach. Moses, no Mikulek Sube. So you see Shmuel's aloche that your goyve Shvach applies by Yisayimim. The Gemara is the kasha, let them mon. Tzma says, no, mikulik subi shanukan. So Tosfos from this Gemara brought enough in a raya that from Yisayimim you can mon shvachim, though they never be replenished. The shvach they invested is lost. From Yisayimim you mon shvach. Now let us see Tosfos in the Vedic. Vahosam yishvach Yisayimim mayri. Di mishvach lekuchisim kema yirid leitof e bonus mishvach. But talking about the lekuchis, why does it say they don't want the shvach? Ami gufa kaka nami leitofi. They may see in lemozen isha vabonis from the chosim isha boda. Ela b'shvach yisayim imayri. We're speaking about shvach yisayim. V'davke ksubas isha o mezoinis tekilo loy govi. Mishvach. Avo shah balchoiv govi. So Tai says an often a raya from this gemara that balchoiv can be goyved mishvach yisaimim and davke ksubesishe and mezainis can be goyved mikule ksube and nai ksube. That says enough in the Gemara. Bekuntres perish hosen mozin habonais. Rashi says another pshat in the Gemara. Ki goin nosa isha oposek lozin bita heishonim. Rashi says a different pshat. Mozin habonais means a different story in Gansu. Not the din mezainis that you give to the daughters. It's speaking about a person married a zivik sheni. He married an isha, she had a daughter, so they spoke. They spoke out by the chasen. Listen, she told her husband, I have a daughter. I want you to mekabel yourself to give her mezainis for 5 years. So maybe it was mekabel to give mezainis. So by the chasen, it was mekabel to give this daughter 5 years mezainis. Now, if mozin habonis means his wife's daughter, where Rashi says, this she could be given from lekuchas, because this is no problem. Here, the lekuchas, not clearly. This person got married. There's a keil, there's meshavah himself, 5 years mezainis for his wife's daughter. So mamela, they'll be careful. They'll know how much to purchase, how much not to purchase. So the raya that Tosfos brought for that gemara, according to Rashi, there's no raya whatsoever, because not speaking about mozin habonis, we're speaking about mozin of bas ishtay. The kuntas peirish also mozin habonis kainose isha posuk lozin bita heishon. Lo peirushe ein raya, the mozi mairi shaper bishvach lekuches. Havalei nehire, dimkein havalei lemisni v'loi bas ishtoi. It should have been more specific. The Gemara says, habonis bimzein aiseyim, which would sound like his daughters. It should have said, mozin bas ishtoi. This was a personal, at nai ksube, ksube means, bezdin injected into the ksube certain conditions. So this is the tai ksube, ksube. But this is a private obligation that he obligated himself to his wife. So the Gemara says, tnai ksube, ksube, this is not tnai ksube, this is a personal obligation. So you can't say tnai ksube, ksube. So therefore, Tosfos vehemently disagrees with Rashi. And Pshat Mozin Habonis means his daughters, and it has to be we're being goyve from the Yisayimim. And the Gemara is why aren't they goyve mishvach? The Gemara says mikulek subi shanukan. So we see clearly that you are goyve shvach from Yisayimim. Now Tosfos gets into a problem. First we went from Bav Metzia to Bechayres, now going back again to Bav Metzia, but Tosfos had chas on the fingertips and Tosfos saw the rayas and the problems. V'hoda amar v'mekabel, yisayimim oimrum onu hishbachtu, v'ein hashvach shaloch. Now let us just give a little akdoma what the Gemara Mekabel is speaking about. They're speaking about that the Zamalva and Yisayimim. Malva comes to Yisayimim. The father borrowed $150. The kak is worth $100. The shvach is worth $50. And he comes, he wants to take the shvach and the kak. So the Yisayimim say, we made the shvach. And he says, no, your father made the shvach. So there's a shakla batali over there. Who do we believe? That's Montan Taylor. So this Gemara already is a stira to Taisvis. What's the chiluk who made the shvach? I just said that the Yisayimim made the shvach. You still gave it from Yisayimim. I have a whole sugya over there, who made the shvach? What's the chiluk? Afilu the Yisayimim made the shvach. The Malva could also be gave it from Yisayimim. So for that Gemara, it seems I'm 100% wrong. And he can't be gave it from shvach Yisayimim. That's Taisvis' problem. V'hod ha'omar b'mekabel, Yisayim rimono, ono hishbach, ayim rimono hishbach, nu, vein ha'shvach shalom. Mashme, vein ha'shvach shalom, mashme d'loi govi, mishvach yisayim. Osam mayri, b'sha'osa apoytiki, v'omri, ono hishbach nu, v'sen lono yitziye, kedin ha'yered, v'seich, soda chaveiro yishaloi b'shus. Now, what is, this needs a little explanation. But Tosfos makes an akimte, and then it's a whole different sugi. The halacha, what Tosfos is speaking about, that your geiver mishvach yisayimim, is speaking as follows. There was a kalke that was worth $100, that was meshubet to the malva. The yisayimim were mashbiach the kalke, now it's worth $150. So Chazal said, the shvach is also meshubet to the malva. That was the takana, shleitino das meilev. The shvach that Yisayimim made is also mishubet to the malva. So when the malva comes, he has a right to be goyve the shvach. It's mishubet to me. How did it become mishubet to me? Chazal wa mishabet. It's forget. Chazal wa mishabet the shvach that Yisayimim made. So meilev, this whole thing is mishubet to me. He takes away the whole thing. The Gemara over there is speaking about an apoytiki. What's an apoytiki? An apoytiki is that when the father was Mishabed the Kalke, he said, Ein lecha peroin ela mize. You can only be goyver from this Kalke. Only from this Kalke. This will be the payment of your chayv. That is a moiridik alumdus of an apoitiki. There's an alumdus of apoitiki of apoitiki kiman de gav yedom. That means if it was already Huskan was agreed upon that the piroin will be from this kalke, we consider keilu the kalke belongs to the malva already. When the malva mons the kalke, it's not pshat he's taking away from the yisoimim, together shibut, I'm taking away from you, I'm taking away my kalke. And apoitki is keman the gav yadomi, keilu he was goivet, and it's his kalke. Now, the minute we assume that an apoytiki is his kalke, so now there's a new ball game in Gansu. When the yisayimim amashbiach the apoytiki, this is not the shvach that belongs to the yisayimim. This shvach belongs to you. I was mashbiach your kalke. This is your kalke. I was mashbiach your kalke. Now what is the if Reuven is yayred l'soich sode Shimon, Reuven goes into Shimon's field, and he's mashbiach Shimon's field. He didn't have a lawn, anything. Reuven comes in, puts down carpet grass, a beautiful lawn, thus. Then Shimon comes out, Baruch Hashem, and then Reuven gives him a bill. That's not to say Baruch Hashem, he's not so happy with the bill. So the din is like, who told you to do it? I didn't tell you to do it. Carpet grass I need on my lawn to sell him in a place. So the din is, al kaponim, listen, you ended up with a lawn with carpet grass, you have to pay the yitzias of Reuben. Reuben invested in your karka. You have not beautiful loan. Let's not ignore this. You have a beautiful loan. Good. You didn't tell Reuben to do it. Fine. If you tell Reuben to do it, you have to pay him how much, a person who cedes loans, what the price is, what the standard price is. He didn't tell him to do it. Fine. But you have to give him the yitzias. How much he invested in him putting down this carpet grass, you have to pay him for that. That Gemara is speaking about an apoytiki. So memele, the apoytiki, we consider ki'ilu, before the malva came and was given from the yisayimim, the karka belongs to the malva, right? It's the malva's karka. When they made shvach, it's not their shvach, there's no shvach, it's always shmul stakoni, you gave the shvach of the yisayimim from them, we say their shvach is mishul. No. The shvach belongs me'iker hadin to the malva als aroy yashbach. My karka is worth more money. It's a different story. The shvach belongs to you. Not al tachoyif. You didn't get paid up tachoyif. The karka is yours. So the karka became mushbach. So the shvach belongs to you. You only got, your chayv was only 100,000 you got paid up. You didn't get paid up with 100,000. The shvach belongs to you. Someone was mashbich your karka. But the yisayimim would come to now and say, Rabbiyid, I was mashbich your karka. Give me the yitzis. I invested money in your karka. So the din is enoch hanami. So that's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, that there was a sichsuch between the Malva and the Yisayimim. The Malva said, your father was mashbif this kalk already. The Apoitki was mushbach b'chaya avicho. So the Apoitki is worth $150. The Yisayimim say, I'm sorry, that we were mashbif the kalk. So mele, you owe us yitzias. But this has nothing to do with what Thaisus was saying. Taisus was only speaking about Akarka Mishubedes, where there was a Zakona of Shmuel, that the Shvach that the Leikeach of the Yisayim make is also Mishubed. But an Apoitiki is nothing to do with Shmuel, the Shvach belongs to the Baal Apoitiki Al Tzaroy Ashbach. No, the Shai was not the Yisayim want, the Yitzis. So the Shai was who made the Shvach. That's the Gemara over there. Let's see again Taisus. What do I know about Mekabu? Yisayim imayim urmano ishbachnim, reina shvach shaloch. Mashm legobi mishvach yisayim, hosa mayri bishosa apaitiki, they're speaking about shosa apaitiki, v'omri onu ishbachnu, v'ten lonu yitzia, you have to give us the yitzias, kidin ayer v'sechsod ha-chaveir ishlai v'shus. V'chein muki lo v'maskona bishosa apaitiki, the maskona v'sug yizicha speaking about an apaitiki, v'gam betkila mashm da mayri bishosa apaitiki. The Kama ala Yisayimim lahaviraya. The Gemara says, in this sichsuch, who made the shvach? The Malva says, your father made the shvach. They say, we made the shvach. So we believe the Malva. My time, ara kimindul gavayne kaima, commander gavyadomi. We consider the Malva a muzik in the kalke. I'm muzik in the shvach, and I'm saying the shvach was by the father. Why is the kalka called he's a muzik? The yasmi naisi raya adarabe. Ara becheskes yasmi kaime. The kalka is becheskes yosemim. The boy misalkalei bizuzi. We learned in our Gemara, there's a man Yoma that says that a yosem or a lekechim misalik the malva bizuzi. Bal balchoi voviray. Elevadai bishaso apoitiki airi. Speaking about pain apoitiki. The gora koichel shel balchoiv tvei. That means even though the Balchoyf possesses more, but he gains less. If it was an apaytiki, it's like this was his field already. The mishalim yitzia lemishem ashbiach. The ilo lo yasol apaytiki, ho yegoyve hakel min hayisoymin beloy pri yisitzi. Amor yedikazach. That means the malva lechere gain, By becoming an apoytiki, it's commander gavye, but this gain is a loss, he'll lose the shvach, now have to pay for the shvach. If it wouldn't have been a apoytiki, he wouldn't have to pay for the shvach. Now, Taisvis was mechadish amur dikish tiktayre, there's a din, a takon of Shmuel, balchoy goyves a shvach. There's a takon But from Yisayim and Mosul, he gave us a shvach. But this only applies if it's not an apoitiki. If it's an apoitiki, so then, then the Baal Choy will have to pay the Yitzias of the Yisayim. Now, Tosis is clearing a shaila. What's the din by Lekuchis? Let's talk about this halacha by Lekuchis. That means Lekuchis purchased an apoteki, and they were mashbiach. So Lechayra Tosis is a tzad to say, so he'll also be the same din. The minute it's an apoteki, the takona of Shmuel is not applicable, because it's not, it's meshubah to you, it's yours. And therefore, Yaman Yitzias. So Taisus is climbing the Shaila. Now let us see Taisus. Hashtem Atzinu Lameima, the Melekuchas Nami, Imasoa Paitiki, Yeshloi Lishalom Lelekecha Yitzias, Afilamasik Beishiraro Ishvoch. Afilamasik Beishiraro Ishvoch, but Shmuel's Takone is not applicable by an Apoiteki. And then the din will be that he'll have to, the Malva will have to pay. Now, let's just refresh our memory. We learned yesterday, we had a stira in Shmuel. We had a memory of Rav Nachman of Shmuel that says the Malva pays the Lekuchas for the Shvach. Then we had another memory of Shmuel that the Malva is going with the Shvach for free. He doesn't have to pay the Lekuchas. The Gemara is the stira from these two members. So first the Gemara said, the case that he's not going with the Shvach is speaking about the Masik Bei Shir Ar V'loi Shir Shvach. Then Shmuel never said he's going with the Shvach. In such a case he's not going with the Shvach. There he has to pay for it. But the Gemara had a problem. Well, the problem, if the lekeach be mesalik bezuzi, sefilu masik beishir aro shvoch. No, if the lekeach be mesalik bezuzi, so let him say, take the shvach and leave me over a stickle of the kalkin. The shvach should be b'mokem silik zuzi. It's more said it's speaking about an apaytik. So Taisva says. So, Mamela, the Maskona, the Muki Lehoche, Beshaso, Apoitiki. Now, the Maskona, Vagamos, is being bad on Apoitiki. The Chalakoid, Be Masik, Be Shiral, Be Masik. Who bottled the Maskona, Isa Hilik. So, come out now. Taisus was just Machavish by an Apoitiki. A Philu Masik, Be Shiral, or Shmocho. The Malva has to pay. So, the previous Teretz becomes bottle. And there it's being bad on Apoitiki, you know, is the Malva has to pay. The Belekuchis, Kivin Sheshlam Amilachse, Heger the Masik Shirar Shvach, and a Pere Yetzia Philoso Apoitiki, the Mishum the Osa Poitiki, La Yigra Koyach Bachoy Bekach, Kivin Sheshlakeach Amilachse. So now Taisus wants to say, could be there's a difference between Yisayim and Melekuchis. Lekuches, there was a takona of Shmuel that the Baal Choyv is goyver the Shvach from Lekuches, he doesn't pay the Lekuches. And the basis of this takona was because the Lekuches aren't losing. So, al Floisino Delis, we said that the Shvach is Meshubit to the Malva, which in reality is not Meshubit, made a takona that is Meshubit. So Tosis wants to say, so it could be by Lekuches who don't lose out from this whole deal side by side, they said it's always Meshubit. I feel it's not Poitiki also. That means the Takona of Shmuel always remained by Lekuchas, even by an Apoitiki, because the Lekuchas aren't losing, and this enhances Shleitino Delos with Neiloven. So therefore, even by Apoitiki, you goyva the Shvach from the Lekuchas, and without paying the Lekuchas will go to the Moicha, and mom, the Keren and the Shvach. Asha'en came by Yisoymim, who Yisoymim with this takona the losing. Now we said, Fafalonach, by Yisoymim, since the Brokara the Vue, they entitled the Malva to be Goyva the Shvach, but if it's an Apoitiki, so since Meiker Adin the Shvach does not belong to the Malva, here we say he has to pay for the Yitzias al-Kapon. To say that after the maskonos of Gemara that we said speaking about apoytiki, loitzorich lemashay machalik beimasik beishiraru loimasik, sherei kol elu divrei Rav Ashi sheimeshiv l'Ravina. It's not some another person said a teretz. Rav Ashi said this teretz speaking beimasik beishiraru shvoche choslam kosev omalei or the masik beishiraru omalei. Rav Ashi said ochem aiskin b'shov in elei apoytiki. So it would seem that the previous terutzim remain. And the memra of Shmuel that you pay the lekeach is only by loy masik beishirah reshvoch, even though it's speaking about an apaitiki. Vein daim esho yechoyza midvor avor yishoyin. Umi oi mari, lefi asforim shekosu bem, omar leikam beshvach amegil ksafayim, kan oisei teretz vadi leikoi. So you see, he did have charotah from that Eretz. So could be he had charotah with the later Terutzah. Yibarev Svorim, Gassini, Bechitei, Mekam, Beshvach, Megillah, Ksafayim. So then it was only a half a minute to say such a thing. So then you see, Kloy didn't remain with this Eretz. Let us go further. Boy Rove. No. Amar Rove. This is two lines before the lines start getting wide. Omar Rove. Gozal vihishbiach umochal. Gozal vihishbiach vahoirish. Ma shehishbiach mochal. Ma shehishbiach hoirish. Now let us see Rashi. Ma shehishbiach mochal vishokalekech machze oishlish erevie vechen yoirish. Inami kule shvoche kemasnisen mipnei takonos hashovim kedaboron la'el bishmaite kamais. Now, there's a moedik epnei Yeshua that says, a moedik epshat, and what Rashi is saying, and what Rove is saying. Let's speak about the first memra of, the first pshat of Rashi. This Gemara is going according to Rav Shimon. Now we learned Aloch as follows. Just let's refresh our memories. We learned Aloch as follows. A ganef stole a rochel. He stole a sheep that was bare. And then later, Nitana etzlei grew wool. So Rav Shimon said, Meikar adin, he gives back everything. He gives back everything gives back the rochel with the gizas on it. That's meikar adin. But Rav Shimon said, you have to give him machzeh shlish leviyah. What does that mean? The rochel grew wool by the ganef for 6 months. Now, how did this happen? The ganef was taking care of the rochel for 6 months. Good, he was taking care for himself, but let's not get into these particulars. The wool that grew on this rochel came about through the hishtadlus of the ganef. Let's not ignore it. And there are people that this is their panosa. People take behemoths and they're megadol them for 5 months till they grow wool and they get paid. They get paid a quarter, half, whatever the rates are. So Shimon says, you have to give this ganef. The ganef, you didn't hire him. So meikar adin, you can take it back. But but Chazal made a takona, takonas hashavim. Listen, we want this ganav to do tshuva. He worked 5 months on this behemah, is megadol this behemah. Now we'll have a hiro tshuva yem kippur after all the alchetzi said, meitzoy yem kippur, he'll go and give back the behemah and the gizeh. And Yena will call him a shegetz for stealing from him, and that's all, and that's appreciation. It's not worthwhile to do tshuva. It's too difficult to do tshuva. Let's say it differently. So Memele, so Rav Shimon says, you have to make a takana sashom. You have to give him, to motivate him something that he should do tshuva. Well, come over to the ganef, you know, you give it back, you can get good. It wasn't your rochel, it wasn't your giza, but to give you machz shlish raviyah. Half of what the giza is worth. Giza is worth, whatever it is, 500,000, you can get $250. No. $250 that takes a stone off his heart, now he can do tshuva. This is atakonus hashavim. That was what Rav Shimon said. Atakonus hashavim, we have to make it easier for the ganav to do tshuva. We're going to give him machzor shlishol. Fine. Now, Lava said, I'm already kizach over here. Now, this ganav, he had it for 5 months. He's not after doing tshuva. He's not after doing tshuva. What did he do? He took the behemah, Lochel to Une, let's say the Lochel was worth $100, now it's worth $150. So it is Lochel to Une, he sold it to someone. Stolen goods, he sold it, got $150 for it. Fine. And then he's finished, then he skipped town. He's out of circulation now. We don't know where the Ganef is, fine. But the Nigna finds out that this Lekeach, this is his Lochel, Lochel to Une. Now, he's going to go to, he comes over to the Lekeach. He says, Rabid, you know, this is stolen goods. No, no. So give it back to me. Do you have to pay him Machzor Shlish Shelovia? You have to also give him a percentage of the, I mean, he's never, it would be a svara to say that you shouldn't give him. I mean, by him there's no Takanas HaShovim, but Takanas HaShovim was to motivate the Ganef. The Ganef was not motivated at all. He didn't do any tshuva. He just sold it. He's going weiter on his Gnevish ways. He just sold the Schochel for $150 and he skipped town. So they didn't motivate the Ganef. This Lekeach, we don't think Takanas HaShovim for him. He's not a Ganef. So to be as far as to say, the Nignav comes to the Ganef, did it like Hayah, and takes it away from him. Stolen goods. This is my Rochel. This is my Giza. A good one. So Rava said, no. No, no, no. You have to give him, Machzishli Shulvi. Why? So the Pnei Yeshua is Mavaya, because Enoch Hanami, the reason why we gave Machzishli Shulvi to the Ganav was to motivate him to do tshuva. We gave it to him. It's his already. That means if he does tshuva, if he doesn't do tshuva, it's his. We gave it to him. So memele, so the giza, which is on this rochel, he is a shutfis in this giza, la machzor shlish levia. So this taka became his. It was given to him for a purpose. We weren't successful. But this became his. So memele, so now, so he sold, so if Machz of the Giza belongs to him, al stakonis hashavim, so he sold something of $150, which $25 belongs to him. And these $25 now will belong to the Lekeach. That was the Chiddush of Rav. That was the Chiddush of Rav. So let's again see the Loshna of Rav. Omar Rav, gozal behishbiach. The Gazlan was mashbiach. Umocha, and he sold it. Gozal behishbiach vahirish. Is mashi ishbiach ishbiach, mashi ishbiach mocha, mashi ishbiach yirish. It belongs to the lekech, it belongs to the yirish, and that's that. Now let's see Rashi again. Mashi ishbiach mocha, v'shokel lekech, machzor shlish revia, v'chein yirish, the yirish yashin that, it belongs to the gazlan. Inami, kule shvoche kimas nisim ibnei takonos hashom. There was one man the Yomo that said, the beginning of the Perek, that the whole din kinyan shinui is only al takonas hashov. So we're talking about according to him also, kedamrin elal bishmaite kamaise. So forget that the chiddush of Rav. So Bnei Yeshua explains, if it would belong to the gazlan al shinui, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole bishvach belongs to the gazlan al shinui. You don't need a member of Rav to tell me this. It's the gazlan. He was going to the rochel, the gizu bishini, he sold it, the nixel can't take it away from the lekeya. So that's what Rashi said. No, speaking according to the Amoraim or Tanoim, who hold that the whole ownership is because of Takonas HaShavim, and there'd be a mokim to say, here there's no Takonas HaShavim, because we're taking it away from the Lekeach, the Ganav is out of circulation. Afal Pikein, we say that the Gazlan was koined mitzat Takonas HaShavim, it did work, if it didn't work, it's Lamad Loimered, and therefore, The Lekeach was Zeiche in this Shvach. Boy Rove, Hishbiach Lekeach now. Oh, Here's how it goes. Avelam the Shishayla. A ganef, you should know, stolen goods are hot. You don't keep them. So the Meister, what did the ganef do? The Gazlan? So he stole the rochel. He had this bull rochel. He goes to someone, he sells the rochel. Finished. Out of his wishes. Nothing more to do with it. And it's a location. He bought a rochel. Maybe it was a little cheap. Whatever. It's fine. He bought a rochel. It's by the rochel. It's by the location for 6 months. Now it came all bully and dirt. Nitana, it's like. All of a sudden, someone realizes this rochel, this is stolen goods. They come to the loikeyach, you have to return it, stolen goods, fine. In this case, what's gonna happen? Would the loikeyach get machzor shlish or revia? Now, here's a more difficult shaila. Before we said alumdes, well, the ganav was kainet already before. Yotshuva geton, nitshuva geton, he was kainet. So memele, even though the whole tekana was, he should do tshuva, now it's going to end up by the lekeh. Akaponim, lemaise, it was kainet already, and memele, it was sold to the lekeh. So this chelik and the giza belongs to the lekeh. But over here, he wasn't kainet anything. And there was no giza by it. He got rid of it as soon as he stole it. The lekeh was mashbiach. It's an innocent tzaddik, he didn't know about anything. And now later, we see 6 months later. Now, there was no takonas Hashem for the lekeach, because he's not a gazlan, he doesn't have to do tshuva. Will he get matzah shlish levia? That was the shayla. Now let's see in the meaning. Boi Rav declared the shayla, yishbiach lekeach mal, Boser de boy hoder poshte. Ma mocha rishin le sheni kol schus shetovi li yoda. He will get it. Now let's see what Rashi says. Ma mocha rishin le sheni kol schus shetovi li yoda. Vichihechi de gazlan. He ashbach. If the gazlan would have been mashbiach. Ami shokul machza ishlisha rabia. Chanami ki ashbach lekeach shokul machza ishlisha rabia. Valibed arab shimon. Now, it is very interesting. Rashi, in the second member of Rav, just mentions Rav Shimon. Rashi, in the first member, mentioned that there's an amir in the beginning of the sugya that you claim the whole behemoth of Takonos Hashem. The Pnei Yeshua, it's unclear. The Pnei Yeshua seems to say, could be the Takonis Hashovim by the Gazlan was, the Takonis Hashovim by the Gazlan was as follows. That even though he's a Gazlan, even though he wasn't hired, Chazal said that you have the schus, if you're Megadolit, you'll get Machzor Shlish Levia. That was the Takonis that was given to the Gazlan. That means, even though Mikaradin is not entitled to this, this person was mashpiach all the time by himself. He didn't hire someone to be megadol's behemoth. Bekitza, but we gave the gazlan this chus when he, because of takanas hashem, we gave this, the gazlan this chus, that if you'll be megadol the behemoth, you'll get a right in the giza. So this chus in the behemoth, he acquired already. And if he'll be megadol, he gets paid as a worker who's Megadol Behemoth. So this schus that he had in the Behemoth goes over to the Lekeach, and the Lekeach also gets the schus. Boy Rove, Hishbiach Goy Mahu, a new child. So the Gemara understood Hishbiach Goy means a Goy stole a Rochel, but Nitana Etzloy. Hishbiach Goy. Amale Ravache midiftel Ravine takante legoi neke venevra. We have to motivate the goy to do tshuva. It's all about grumbel. We have to make a takani to do tshuva. So memele, there's no shaila whatsoever. He was mashbiachet. We'll take everything away from him. Amale loitzriche kegoin dezovne li Yisrael. No, it's a little different. The goy was mashbiach. He sold it to yid. Now the nigzol comes to the yid. So now if we'll say the takone, so the yid will get al kapona machzah shlisha levia from the gize. So the shaila is, does the yid? Now we're talking about a yid already. This is we're talking, it's a different ball game already. Gegen the zavne li Israel. Like more safe abo machmas goy areil ki goy. I mean, how? This person, how does he get schusim in the behemah? He got it from a goy. The goy never had any schusim in the behemah. We never gave the goy any schusim in the behemah. So mamela, he's a yid, but he's not a ganer. So why should he get schusim? It's also no shayla. Loi tzriche. So the Gemara says, no, the shayla is as follows. A very interesting scenario, leider. Ki goyin de gozal Yisrael. A yid stole it. The gazlan was a yid. No, the gazlan was a yid. And Yid has this chus that if it'll be mashbiach, it'll get machzah shlish leviyah. Vizovnei nelei, but the Yid sold it right away to the goy. He sold it right away to the goy. Vishbicha goy, the goy was mashbiach. Vahoda goy, so now, so lechered it be alumdus, mamocha rishon l'sheini, kos chushet abid liyod, nah, we won't say this by a goy, because... But now the guy went and sold the tayid. So lemaise, there's a yid a gazlan, there's a yid a lekeach. The guy did the dirty work. He was megadol the behemah. He made the shvach. So now do I say that the yid a lekeach will be entitled to machzah shlish levi? My mi emri nikim de mikari Yisrael v'had the Yisrael. The gazlan was a yid. The lekeach was a yid. So lemaise, it'll end up in Yiddish hand. Of the rabbon takante, I do makim dike goy beemtza. I of the le rabbon takante take. Let us just see one tesis called chushet tovel yodoy. Afagat bekam de bometziya mashm da filo l'rab doma yesh le shvach b'shleihike bo sheine shaloi v'lotcha. That a lekeach has shvach, heinem migazla. The gazla has to pay him the shvach. Avol nigzal ayoy shvach. And here we say that the nigzal has to pay shvach. Taisa says, heinu bekalke, shein en igzeles. The gazla gufeles le shvach. Detzung makalke, avol hochem ben metaltulem, she yes shvach le gazla, netakonos hashovim, gam lekeach mene yes le shvach, at alochem amoche rishon le shein nikos chushet hovi le yodim.